You are listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Program does not exist yet. It will be performed during the next 29 minutes. Please keep listening.
So often, in those moments when our impetuous seeking for fulfillment cools down, and we give ourselves a little space to watch things as if they were worth watching, ordinary things. And in those moments when our inner turmoil has really quietened, we find significance in things that we wouldn't expect to find significant at all. This is, after all, the art of those photographers who have such genius in turning the camera towards such things as peeling paint on an old door, or mud and sand and stones on a dirt road, and showing us there that if we look at it in a certain way, those things are significant. But we can't say significant of what so much as significant of themselves. Or perhaps significance then is the quality of a state of mind in which we notice that we're overlooking the significance of the world by our constant quest for it later.
You weren't allowed to be a child when you were a child. What I suggest that you do with that is you understand that even as a child you take over very young. And you don't blame your parents, especially if you're an adult now. You don't blame your parents for what you could or couldn't do or what you're able or not able to do in life. I was a teacher for many years, and I know that you cannot teach English literature to someone who doesn't want to learn it.
The situation of the Zen community safeguards the setup in how to act without deliberation, which is, you see, in a sense, going back to the state of innocence. Now, it doesn't mean that you give up thinking. It doesn't mean that you become an anti-intellectual. You all can also learn, and this is part of the later phases of their training, how to think spontaneously, how to deliberate spontaneously. The saying is, you see, stand or walk as you will, but whatever you do, don't wobble.
All this language is, of course, quite naturally vague and imprecise, because I think the wrong word is used. And yet not entirely the wrong word, because, as I said, it comes so naturally to us. It was Clive Bell, the great aesthetician, who wanted to say that all the characteristic of art, especially the characteristic of aesthetic success in painting, was the creation of significant form.
Cannot teach algebra to someone who doesn't want to learn it. Take away a person's childhood. If you weren't allowed to be a child when you were a child, what I suggest that you do with that is you understand that even as a child, you take over very young. And you don't blame your parents, especially if you're an adult now. You don't blame your parents for what you could or couldn't do or what you're able or not able to do in life.
Again, a very vague, imprecise expression. But it certainly is an attribute, not only of those moments in which we are tranquil inside, but also of moments of deep spiritual experience, of what would be called moksha, or release in Hinduism, or satori in Zen.
Has a feedback system. Feedback has a peculiar susceptibility to nervousness. There was a young man who said, though, it seems that I know that I know. What I would like to see is the eye that knows me when I know that I know that I know.
If you weren't allowed to be a child when you were a child, what I suggest that you do with that is you understand that even as a child, you take over very young.
That in those moments, the significance of the world seems to be the world, seems to be what is going on now. And we don't look any further. The scheme of things seems to justify itself at every moment of its unfoldment. I pointed out that this was particularly a characteristic of music. It's also a characteristic of dancing. And in the sensation of belonging with one's fellow men, in the carrying out of some significant pattern of life, which I mentioned as a second sense of the world being meaningful. Again, the character of this feeling is again something that is fulfilled in itself. To dance is not to be going anywhere. When we dance in the ballroom, we don't have a destination, we're just going around the room.
And if you stopped blaming your mother for the fact that you couldn't stand up to her throughout your life, and just go ahead and do it anyway. I mean, if my mother or father or anybody, stepfather that I had, would have told me that you can't ride a bicycle, there's no possibility that I would have paid very much attention to that.
You see? Now, in this way, we think about thinking. We worry about worrying. And then when that really gets bad, you worry because you worry about worrying. Now that is analogous exactly to the kinds of vibration that are set up in certain mechanical systems. For example, if you, I did this trick on television once. I had the cameraman turn the camera on the monitor. The monitor is the television set in the studio, where you see what you are doing. And so on this show, I said, now I'm going to show you a picture of anxiety. Don't worry about yourself. There's not going to be anything wrong with yourself, so don't turn it off. Now I said, Mr. Cameraman, will you please turn the camera on the monitor? He does that, and what does he do? He's taking a picture of taking a picture, all in the same system. And as you do that, the system starts going like that. You see, and it makes it sets up a kind of oscillation. And you see on the screen all these jagged lines dancing across. Now that's what's meant, you see, by hesitation, attachment, blocking, all that kind of thing which the Zen discipline is designed to overcome.
What you are listening to is a magnetic tape recording. It has now become something more. This particular machine, the FIP stereo unit, is one of today's finest examples.
And so much a part of everyday life that they are seldom specifically called to mind. We have described it as an easy memory of yesterday. And since this is
sound, likely not that test. Stereophonic sounds supplies the imagination with all the material.
For some reason, that's where you were, where I was able to get on a bicycle and make it happen. So you take responsibility for it, always.
And it's in doing this, it's in executing the pattern, in singing the music with other people, that even though this doesn't point to anything outside itself, we again get the sense of meaning. And this is also obviously the case so often in the satisfaction of the biological urges. Does one live to eat?
And because the human being is such a peculiarly beautifully organized nervous system and has this tremendously subtle cortex, which is capable of all kinds of thinking about thinking, you can turn yourself on in the most extraordinary ways by, for example, getting earphones which repeat what you say just a fraction of a second after you say it. Back to you, they delay it. Which repeat what you say just a fraction of a second after you say it. Back to you, they delay it. Which repeat what you say just a fraction of a second after you say it. Back to you, they delay it. Which repeat what you say just a fraction of a second after you say it. Back to you, they delay it. Which repeat what you say just a fraction of a second after you say it. Back to you, they delay it. Which repeat what you say just a fraction of a second after you say it. Back to you, they delay it. Repeat what you say just a fraction of a second after you say it. Back to you, they delay it. Which repeat what you say just a fraction of a second after you say it. Back to you, they delay it. Which repeat what you say just a fraction of a second after you say it. Back to you, they delay it. Which repeat what you say just a fraction of a second after you say it. Back to you, they delay it. Which repeat what you say just a fraction of a second after you say it. Back to you, they delay it. Which repeat what you say just a fraction of a second after you say it. Which repeat what you say just a fraction of a second after you say it. Back to you, delay it. Which repeat what you say just a fraction of a second after you say it. Back to you, delay it.
Enjoying food is absolutely delightful.
If you weren't allowed to be a child when you were a child, what I suggest that you do with that
what you say just a fraction of a second after you say it. Back to you, they delay it. Which repeat what you say just a fraction of a second after you say it. Back to you, they delay it. Which repeat what you say just a fraction of a second after you say it. Back to you, they delay it.
And we're not thinking when we do this, at least certainly I'm not, that we have to eat because it's good for us. And that we've got to throw something down the hatch, as Henry Miller said, and swallow a dozen vitamins, just because our system needs nourishment. I remember quite recently there was an article in the Consumer Reports about bread. Some correspondence and protests saying that the bread one bought, white bread one buys in the stores, is perfectly inedible and lacking in nutrition, and that it's much better to eat peasant type bread, rough pumpernickel and things of that kind. And the experts replied that our white bread is perfectly full of good nutrients, and there's nothing really the matter with it at all.
If you weren't allowed to be a child when you were a child,
it doesn't matter perhaps of the bread being deficient.
What
in the
I suggest
vitamins.
That you do.
Bread isn't medicine, it's food. And one's complaint against it is that it's bad cookery.
Last ever radio extravaganza has just occurred and is still occurring. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza is live, improvised performance using the radio as a medium. Special thanks to the late Alan Watts and Austin-based Herspace Holiday. For more information about Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, you may visit a webpage. The address of that webpage is counterfolk.com/last-ever. If you visit counterfolk.com/last-ever, you can read about the last 300 shows since 1994. You can listen to many of them, dozens and dozens and dozens of the past shows, including tonight's show. Soon you'll be able to listen to on that webpage at counterfolk.com/last-ever. It's very important, in order to continue to hear Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, that you feed Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Send your feedback. You can send it by email to ken@counterfolk.com. Or you may call in 5 minutes the following phone number, 512-472-5667. Although written feedback is very much enjoyed. Again, you may email ken@counterfolk.com. And listen to other editions of Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza at counterfolk.com/last-ever. This program will be on next week and every Tuesday from 6:30 till 7 p.m. and one time only, Thursday of next week, 1 to 3 p.m., playing local music on Around the Town Sounds. KOOP Austin is going off the air. It's licensed to the Board of Directors of the Texas Educational Broadcasting Cooperative. It does business as Austin Co-op Radio at 91.7 megahertz with an effective radiated power of 3,000 watts. It will go back on the air at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. In the meanwhile, 91.7 FM will be broadcasting KVRX. For more information about Co-op, you may call our office line at 512-472-1369. The office and studio are located at 304 East 5th Street in Austin. Thanks for listening to Co-op, and thanks for listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.